stop doing favors for women. Stop in every way doing any favors for women. Now, I help people, and I believe that helping people is good. But stop helping women. Stop doing any favors for them. Do not help them in any way. Now, I realize that's a pretty generalizing statement. However, we live in a society that generalizes men every single day to their detriment, so stop helping women. Which women should you stop helping specifically? Any woman who thinks she's entitled to having her cake and eating it too, which, by the way, are the majority of the women in America today. Women don't need our help. They have enough help as it is. Our entire society is designed to create exactly the kind of man who cannot resist his desire for sex and will do anything a woman wants him to do to get it. This helps women. A sprawling network of domestic violence shelters open up their doors to women every day, but not one of these have the common decency to shelter men, even though women and men commit domestic violence at roughly the same rates, and this helps women. Massive bureaucracies are set up, as well as affirmative action laws designed to ensure that women get the job by any means necessary, and once they do get the job, they have to be treated with kitten gloves just to keep them from filing bogus sexual harassment suits. I mean, think about what it means that the extremely vague criteria that constitutes sexual harassment can generally be translated into, if a woman thinks she's been sexually harassed, as far as the law is concerned, she has been sexually harassed, even if she hasn't, and this helps women. Now, of course, feminist apologists will say, well, how do you know that these sexual harassment claims aren't actually valid? How do you know that these women aren't actually being sexually harassed? And my answer to that is, I don't have to. I can just extrapolate. When you live in a society where women can falsely accuse men of rape, and when it comes out that they're only trying to avoid being exposed as the bottom-of-the-barrel scumbag whores that they are, as seen in the Hofstra and Duke lacrosse incidents, and then it comes out that these women don't spend any time in jail for their crimes, the concept of the pussy pass begins to show itself in all its hypocritical splendor. So let me ask you this. If women are getting away with falsely accusing men of rape, with nothing more than slaps on the wrist, what exactly gives you the idea that they aren't applying the same type of behavior in the workplace? The pussy pass helps women. Our entire society helps women and neglects and restricts men, which is why I am angry. Which brings me to my next point. I got a lot of comments on my latest video titled, How Women Destroy Men. And these comments were asking if, or implying that I'm angry. So I'm going to address this right now. Is Barbarossa angry? At the moment, no. But is there a general trend in me that I've noticed that I'm more and more angry these days? Well, yes. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm angry that the moment I start giving truthful and accurate depictions of the state of affairs in Western feminist matriarchy, I'm labeled as angry. And more importantly, I'm angry at the state of affairs in Western feminist matriarchy. My question to you is, why shouldn't I be? Millions of men and women see what the Western whore is guilty of. At what point exactly should we have started to become angry? Was it when they aborted 50 million innocents? Should I be angry about that? Or maybe the fact that they've initiated millions upon millions of divorces and have practically made an industry out of divorce and a mockery of the family. But I guess I shouldn't be angry about that either. And maybe, and this is my favorite one, I just can't get laid, and that's why I'm angry. Let me ask this. What does me getting laid have to do with the corrupt, man-hating divorce industry? And what does me getting laid have to do with women who marry men for the sole purpose of divorcing them and taking half their net worth? I've never been married, so what does my anger towards these women have to do with me getting laid? Secondly, why are there even more men than women accusing me of not being able to get laid? Where I come from, there are names for men who are consistently inquiring about the sexual activities of other men, none of which a heterosexual man would like to be called. If you must know about my exploits with women, I'll have you know that it's never been a problem of getting a woman. My problem always has been, and still is, a lack of desire to sift through the staggering amount of loose, sex-crazed, alcoholic, STD-ridden, manipulative, ecstasy-popping, poor excuses for women that constitute the totality of women around me in order to find a decent woman who doesn't fail as a woman in every sense of the word. My so-called anger stems from the fact that when I accurately postulate that for every openly loose whore out there, there are 6 or 7 females of the same phylum that are moonlighting and masquerading as decent, wholesome women, and I'm then accused of messing with the wrong women. But what you don't understand is that every hoe is not immediately detectable. You have to put some of these frauds through rigorous testing before their true nature is revealed. And then, and only then, after you put in some of your precious time, does the nature of the beast truly become apparent. These insidious chameleons want desperately for men like me, baby mamaless, healthy, disciplined, determined men like me to not see them for what they are, and employ every trick in their arsenal to get men like me to believe that they're worthy of one day bearing my children or being my wife. They hate that more and more men, especially ones with bright futures ahead of them, are not falling for the trap. The Western whore, which I have entitled the real swine flu epidemic, is starting to panic because a vaccine has been administered. And like any good virus, the Western whore is mutating and using its groupthink and herd hive mentality to make it harder for them to be identified. And so we have a new strain emerging. Gone is the bra-burning, displaying her whoredom for everyone to see feminista. Today, we have millions and millions of cubic zirconias who position themselves around the diamonds, and it is very hard to tell the difference upon initial inspection. And so yes, I'm angry. Because for all of your empowerment and all of your freedom and all of your independence, you whores are still too weak to actually show what you are. You despise women who are family-oriented, who aren't loose, who can actually produce a home-cooked meal without the use of a microwave. Yet when it comes to how you want men to see you, you desperately try to get us to believe that you are these women. You claim to be as competent and as able as men, but the moment some shit hits the fan, you want to be equal to children and expect the men to stay on the sinking ship while you get saved along with the children. Your independence, your breaking of gender roles, your freedom is all apparent, but if it means that you might lose your life, you're happy to regress back to childhood and let the men sacrifice themselves for you. You love to go out and sleep with 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 men, and you want to reform yourself out of nowhere when you're done doing that, and you want us to pretend that you haven't had X amount of men run through you. So yeah, I'm angry. And I'm going to say this. You won't trap me. You will not trap me. I will not be duped. I will not be outsmarted. You are not my equal. I've spotted your playing field and memorized your playbook. I am one of the few who understand that 90% of your success, Western whore, relies upon the assumption of your innocence and the element of surprise. I understand that you depend on your prey, never knowing that they're in your crosshairs. And I know that you don't snipe so well when you're worrying about getting sniped back yourself. Remember, Western whore, that I know that the main reason you usually win the game is because most men assume that there isn't a game being played. But I promise you that I'll expose you every chance I get. Every man that I meet is getting the crash course if he's willing to listen. So yeah, in conclusion, I'm pretty damn angry. But no, I'm not going to use my anger for violence. I'm not going to use my anger to hurt anybody. I'm just going to use it as motivation. Good night. God bless.